This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Monday, May the 5th of 2025, day 125th of the year. And only 240 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Oh, yes. Infiltration Radio Big. It's kind of a combination of things that we do around here. No doubty-outy about that one, that is for sure. So how have you been? It's been a hot minute. It's been a hot minute since we did this show, at least in this format. So yeah, I mean, in case you did not know, before I vanished there for a little bit, I was heading to Banff in good old Canada for Energy Safety Canada's conference that took place last week. Now, I will tell you, there will be a plethora of information coming your way, coming from the conference. We'll be doing full keynote speeches, full presentations, some other things that came about, some, let's see, how will we say, some interviews for posts. So a little bit of everything. So that'll be kind of coming down the slew on Safety FM with Jay Allen. So that'll be our Tuesday podcast series. So be on the lookout there. So there you go. Anyway, so our show here, because it's been a hot moment, we talk about safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of what we do, a little bit about everything that's going on in regards to there. So you can take a little gander-ander of the things that are happening. We'll talk about that. Then we'll come back with some level of a main story in regards of what's going forward. So if you want to take a look there, you're more than welcome to do that. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Easiest way to do it, callinradio.com. Once you get inside of there, boom, it's everything, video, audio, and text messaging. It'll pop up over here on the screen. I'll see what's going on. But as a lot of you already know, you go the text messaging route. It's easier. Okay, so if you go with the text messaging, we'll take a look and see what exactly is going on. And that's it. That's what our show consists of. That's hour one, hour two, and three consist of music. It was mostly music and entertainment news, and that can be found mostly on Radio Big. So there you go. A lot of stuff. So I hope everything's been good because, man, I have missed you all in regards of everything going on. I kind of feel like I've been going like a little bit all over the place. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as we take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, Elon Musk scores another major victory for SpaceX. Also, Grace Potta nails the national anthem, and Lady Gaga sets a new record. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Pee Wee Herman, bike sales at auction, and more details about Netflix's Little House on the Prairie reboot that's taking place. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And then some Prince Harry stuff. We'll talk about how he gives yet another interview. We'll talk about that in the Royals. So, a lot of stuff. Man, it's good to be back. It really is. All right, it's this whole thing of this interaction with you and I. And then I got some stories to share with you about last week being an Energy Safety Canada. We'll talk a little bit about all of that stuff. Because, man, I love going out there because it almost seems like you're in a picture. And I'm talking about like a picture, like a painting. It's weird. I can't even explain it. It's one of those things that if you don't go out there, it's kind of hard to explain. And then just the plethora of information that Energy Safety Canada has going on. And I don't know who picks, how they select their presenters and all that fun stuff. But, man, whoever's doing all that really has their act together. Because I look at it and go, damn, why didn't I think about that? No, like, seriously, that's not a joke as I say that. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and get into the news right now? Because it seems like it's newsy time. So let's do this.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. Starting with South Asia, where India's Air Force and Navy chiefs have met Prime Minister Narendra Modi amid escalating tensions with Pakistan. There are concerns about a potential military conflict between the two nuclear-armed neighbours after a terrorist attack killed at least 26 people in Indian-administered Kashmir last month. India blames Pakistan for backing the attackers. Islamabad denies the claim and has called for a neutral probe. Ishan Garg has more.
Indian Air Force Chief Marshal and the Navy Chief Admiral both met Prime Minister Narendra Modi just hours apart. Reports say Marshal AP Singh and Admiral Dinesh Tripathi briefed the Prime Minister about the preparedness of the Indian Air and Naval Forces. The Indian Army has already been holding drills in the Arabian Sea, merely miles away from Pakistan's maritime borders. The meeting comes just days after Prime Minister Modi reportedly told the armed forces that they had full operational freedom in terms of military response to the 22 April terrorist attack in Kashmir's Pahalgam. After blaming Islamabad for sponsoring the attackers, India has threatened to hold back crucial river water. Pakistan has denied any involvement and is asking for an independent probe into the attack. Over the weekend, New Delhi also blocked Instagram accounts of popular Pakistani celebrities here and suspended all postal exchange with the country.
Israel's Prime Minister has vowed to retaliate against the Houthis and Iran following an attack on the country's main travel hub. Benjamin Netanyahu's comments came after a missile landed near the airport's main terminal.
We will not tolerate it. We will take very strong action against them. And we always remember that they act with their patron Iran's direction and support. We will do what we need to do.
The Yemen-based Tehran-backed militants have been firing at Israel since the war in Gaza began. Brigadier General Yahya Sari says they achieved their aims.
The airport operations were completely halted for more than an hour. With this, the Yemeni armed forces reaffirm their warning to all international airlines to cease flights to Ben Gurion Airport, as it has become unsafe for air navigation.
U.S. President Donald Trump is facing flak for posting an image of himself dressed as a pope on social media. The post came as the 9-day mourning period for Pope Francis ended this weekend, with the conclave to pick a new pontiff set to begin on Wednesday. Sarah Lee Kessler has more.
With the 9-day mourning period for Pope Francis ending Sunday, with a conclave to pick a new pontiff set to begin on Wednesday, President Trump generated controversy over the weekend by posting an AI-generated image of himself dressed as the Pope. Cardinal Dolan in Vatican City for the conclave was asked about that.
It wasn't good.
In Italian, he said, brutta figura, which means embarrassing.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks at the start of what could be a telling week for the future of President Donald Trump's global trade war. Over the weekend, Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said another round of talks ended with no common ground between the US and Japanese negotiators. He said Tokyo will continue to ask the US to reconsider its tariff policies, not just the auto parts tariffs that went into effect over the weekend, but the whole package that Japanese exporters are now facing. And in many ways, the Japanese government is expressing the same discontent with Washington that many other governments are expressing. The Trump administration says around 200 separate negotiations are underway after the president's own Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the U.S. trade war is not sustainable. But not a single set of those conversations has yet yielded any kind of result, and it's unclear how ready the Trump administration is to engage in serious-minded efforts to alleviate the crisis. One gauge of that will come on Tuesday when Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney travels to Washington for his first visit to the US Capitol since his victory in last week's election that was supercharged by Canadian voter hostility towards Donald Trump. We'll see what kind of reception he receives at the White House after he told Canadians that the old bilateral relationship between the two countries is now over. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. India's Air Force and Navy chiefs have met the Prime Minister amid escalating tensions with Pakistan. US President Donald Trump is opening a new salvo in his tariff war, targeting films made outside the United States now. Israel's Prime Minister vowing revenge against the Houthis and their Iranian backers after a missile landed next to the country's biggest airport. And that is the latest feature story news. Neha Punia reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Okay, yeah, I guess we're not waiting is what I've been told. So there you go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. Yep, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, and I think it's time for us to start talking about everybody's favorite subject. Let's talk about some tariffs. Yeah, let's talk about it. Tariff talk time. The Wall Street Journal reports that China's securities czar is in talks to meet with Trump's official in the United States to discuss the administration demands for curbing the flow of fentanyl into the country. Chinese industrial companies and are responsible for the chemical that created a dangerous and harmful drug. Often in Mexico, sources tell the Journal that the Chinese government wants to use these negotiations as on ramp to negotiate a new trade terms. So, in another report, China trade officials are eager to begin the formal talks to reduce the tariffs, which have been clobbering their economy. The ruling Communist Party first wants the guarantees of Trump's administration that they will be willing to negotiate in earnest. During the interview at Meet the Press yesterday, President Trump explicitly said that he intends to negotiate and bring down the 145% tariffs on the Chinese goods. Chinese e-commerce giant Temu, known for the low cost, low quality, mass manufacturing junk, said that on Friday that it is working with American suppliers and infrastructure to continue shipping products to avoid the tariffs. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there as we are speaking, no doubt about that. So what do you think? Kind of makes you wonder about some stuff is the way that I take a look at it as we are talking. So there you go. A lot of stuff, a lot of information. So what do you think about all this stuff? Like, seriously, I mean, it's interesting. I'm not going to lie and be like, I'm not interested in what's going on, because if I told you that, I'd be full of malarkey. You know, malarkey. Sounds like a good word. I think it sounds like a good word. So there you go. Let's continue. Elon Musk plans to incorporate the land around Starbase SpaceX facility in South Texas, succeeded on Saturday, where residents of the area overwhelmingly voted to approve the incorporating of the town of 212-6. Almost all residents are already SpaceX employees. The milestone marks a relatively breakneck speed in developing the area. Construction on the launch facilities began about 7 years ago. But the work for more autonomy over the land launch schedule continues. Efforts are underway to win support in the Texas state legislature that would take some authorities from the county and give it to a new city of Starbase. In particular, the unilaterally ability to close the popular nearby beach to accommodate launches. SpaceX continues to only have permission to be in that general area. So, let's see how this ends up going in the long run of things, because that's going to be some interesante time. What do you think about this whole mess? I mean, some people will be excited about this. Some people will not be excited about it. I don't know. I look at it and go, it's interesting. So let's see. SpaceX currently has permission for 5 launches a year from the location and seeks up to a number of 25. This is according to Local 12 of what's going on. I'm assuming that that is the local station there. I mean, I don't know what else I would say that it is. I mean, what do you think it is? I don't know.
Duh.
So there you go. Okay, speaking of space, the Trump administration's budget plan to release on Friday would shift much of NASA's space flights operation to private contractors. The proposed funding would allow NASA to complete its next 2 planned Artemis missions, which would return humans to the moon. The current project costs about $4 billion per launch, and it's also about 140% over its budget. By comparison, the typical launch of SpaceX Starship costs about $100 million. Yeah, some price differential there for sure, as we are talking. So there you go. Okay, and speaking of billionaires, investor Warren Buffett said over the weekend that he intends to retire at the end of the year. He's 94 years old. Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, is currently sitting on a record cash pile of, are you ready for this? About $347.7 billion. If that money were parked in a basic high-yield savings account earning 5%, he would earn about $47 million a day just in interest. $47 million a day. That's some moolah there. That's no laughing thing. To talk about. Anyways, a report from Realtor.com suggests that the typical American family needs to earn about 70% to buy the typical home that they did 6 years ago. Earn 70% to buy? I mean, I don't understand. Considering rising values, the cost of borrowing in the typical household needs to earn around $114,000 a year, a $47,000 increase from 2019, well above the typical income of $80,600 a year. On the bright side, these costs have been pretty flat over the last year. This is according to New York Post. I don't know. Should that make me happier? Should that make me happier knowing that I need to make around, let's see, what is it? $114,000 a year to afford the house that I bought 6 years ago? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. It's kind of one of those feeling moments. Yeah. The feeling moment. So what do you think about all this? I don't know. I have a friend of mine that I talk to quite often, and they were telling me that they've been planning on buying a home, and they're just in the holding pattern because of interest rates, not sure what's going on, the stock market going all over the place, and, you know, what exactly to do about the bond issue. I mean, I don't know what to tell people. Don't ask me. I'm definitely not a financial advisor.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, some Rated R Safety Show going through the whole thing. No doubt about that as we are hanging out doing our thingo. No doubt there. What else do we have going on? Let's take a look around inside of the world. Move over, Benson Boone. An Olympic medalist has submitted his recent stunt to set the record for the most backflips completed in 24 hours. Frederick Richard, better known as social media Frederick Flips, live streamed a feature over the weekend, eventually completing 1,111 backflips from standing position. If certified, that would be enough to break the previous record of 1,002. In additional bragging rights, Richards is hoping to raise $100,000 to promote gymnastics in Africa. Did they get bathroom time in time to, you know, do other stuff, like eat and stuff? I mean, I'm just wondering. I never know these things. I just ask questions because I always think there's a better answer, damn it. Okay, so let's see. And the winner is the more than 5,000 runners participating in the 2026 Los Angeles Marathon will need to adjust their plans due to a scheduling conflict with the 2026 Oscars. Both cannot occur on Sunday, March the 15th, as originally planned, since Dolby Theater, home of the Oscars, is located in Hollywood Boulevard, right on Marathon Route. So after 6 weeks debate, which include the fact that the marathon is always typically held on the third Sunday in March and was technically announced first, March 15th goes to the Oscars. It is unclear if they had the final say on the matter and who is the local government scheduling the two major events at the same day to begin with. But there you go. That's what's going on. So think you're going to need to make some changes in your plans. I wonder if you could delay till Sunday. I mean, well, I don't know. I never know these things. Anyways, the world's oldest person, a Brazilian nun named Sister Ina Carabarro, has died. She passed away at her home on Wednesday of natural causes. Her nephew told the BBC that Sister Carabarro was 116. The world's oldest person is now 115 years of age. Ethel Carterham from the UK. Also, reality star Kirk Medes has died. He passed away on Friday after spending 2 weeks in ICU for necrotizing pancreatitis. Medes is best known for starring in MTV's Floribama Shore. He was only 33 at the time of his passing. Also, actor Charlie Scarlys has died. He passed away on Thursday in a nursing facility in Pennsylvania after a battle with Alzheimer's. Let's see. Charlie is best known for his role in The Wire in The Sopranos. He was 84 at the time of his passing. Let's talk about some movie news and some things that are going on there. The Surfer made $674,000, coming in at number 10. The hit, Third Class, $955,000. And number 8 was Warfare with $1.2 million. And number 7, The King of Kings, $1.6 million. And number 6, The Amateur, $1.8 million. And number 5, Until Dawn, $3.8 million. And number 4 was The Accountant, Parte Dos, $9.4 million. And number 3 was Minecraft, the movie. Yeah, $13.7 million. Number 2 was Sinner with $33 million. And at the number 1 spot was Thunderbolts with $76 million. Hold on. Are you telling me that the re-release of Revenge of the Sith did not make it? I thought it was playing until the 9th. Is that not the case? And it didn't crack the top? I'm kind of surprised by that. Anyways, what do I know? Okay, let's continue talking. Let's get into the swamp for a moment. The Trump administration released its budget proposal on Friday. The outline would cut non-defense discretionary spending by $163 billion, or 23%, while boosting the defense spending and funding the Department of Homeland Security to further security and deportation efforts, while welcome the cuts. The president represents 8%. Of the 2024 federal deficit of $1,833 trillion. Yes. Just days before the election, President Trump sued CBS parent company Paramount for $10 billion after 60 Minutes released a deceptively edited interview with Kamala Harris that smoothed out her her characteristic word salad answers and to questions. And so, quite fittingly, 60 Minutes has been nominated for News and Documentary Emmy Award for that interview. Paramount is currently negotiating the settlement with Trump. The Department of Justice filed on Friday a lawsuit against Colorado and the city of Denver challenging the sanctuary protection for illegal immigrants. The suit alleges that the laws interfere with and discriminate against the federal government enforcement of federal immigration law. The case will likely work its way up the Supreme Court, which has previously ruled that the states aren't responsible for enforcing federal law. So there you go. Okay, let's talk about some numbers because some people are going to care about that stuff. I mean, why would you not care about it? It seems like something you should care about. That is for sure. So let's go into it real quick. The Dow increased by 564 points to close at, let's say, 41,317 on Friday. The S&P increased by 82 points to close at 5,686, and the NASDAQ increased by 266 points to close at 17,977. West Texas Intermediate closed at $58 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $61 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.16 on Sunday, and Bitcoin was down slightly over the weekend, trading just around 95.7 thousand. Wow, that's not a bad day. Okay, let's see. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $90 million jackpot or $40.8 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $54 million jackpot or $24.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it might be the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Okay, what do we want to talk about now? Let's see. Grace Potter's a cappella rendition of the national anthem at the Kentucky Derby was met with rave reviews. Yes, rave reviews. Just so you know, Grace Potter just nailed the Star Spangled Banner at the Kentucky Derby. One wrote on X and actually sang the note stunningly with heart until the very end, where, you know, everything was a bit unfashioned. Great composer's notes, the page of matter, so hard just to do them. Oh my goodness, she was amazing. Grace Potter should sing the national anthem all the time, another added. Potter is currently out on tour promoting the Mother Road album, so there you go. Should we talk about this one? Yeah, let's do this one. Okay, Aaron Rodgers might be a married man. The QB was spotted at the Kentucky Derby and Louisville with a ring that on that finger, you know, on the finger. Yes, the finger. It was just December that Rodgers admitted to being in a new relationship on the Pat McAfee show. So there you go. Congratulations, if that is the case. Anyways, it is currently 32 minutes past the top of the hour, and I think it might be time to do that thing that we do during this portion that we call, well, I think we call it our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Main story time. Yeah, let's sit back for a moment and talk about stuff. Let's sit back for a moment and have that discussion of things that are important and things that people deem that could be slightly life-changing. And let's sit back and talk about those things that people go, man, that makes sense. Or, man, that doesn't make sense. But I have to tell you, that's not really what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is last week. And why am I talking about the past? Well, because I think it's important. And let me explain why I want to bring this up. Because last week, I had the grand opportunity to hang out at Energy Safety Canada's conference in Banff, in Alberta. And listen, Energy Safety Canada put this thing together. It was wonderful. It's always wonderful when they put this thing together. But I don't really want to focus so much on the speakers during this conversation. What I want to focus on is, number one, the amount of people that were there. And I will tell you that over the last few years, Energy Safety Canada has changed a little bit of their styling of their conference. Nothing wrong with that. Because they're always trying to get some more information out there, some different things about what's happening. And I looked at it this year, and it was very interesting seeing the hunger that's out there. And when I'm talking about the hunger, I'm talking about people wanting information on how to apply the safety systems, the safety tools inside of their organization. And listen, if we are taking a look around at the things that are going on, holy crap, is the industry about to change. There are some things that are happening that are quite amazing, and we'll talk about that some on Safety FM with Jay Allen, with some of the interview stuff. But I will tell you, if AI is something to look at, It's amazing the stuff that some of the organizations that are out there that are doing AI with and the information that's going out. I will tell you there was two groups that really showed up some of the information of what they have going on. And I was quite amazed on just some of the changes that are going on in the industry. And I don't want to kind of ruin those other interviews. So we'll talk about them over there on that other side. But listen, people wanting information was amazing to me. The discussions that were had in some of the workshops, some of the discussions that were had post-presentation, because that's the great thing about Energy Safety Canada. They give you the opportunity to ask questions to the presenters. Now, I've been to a lot of conferences where it's, I give you the information, you don't get to ask me anything, I give you the information, that's it. Not at Energy Safety Canada. I will tell you, there is normally a good chunk of the presentation or time of the presentation that is spent for questions. And the great thing about it is they use a program that you get to see the questions in real time. The only thing that I don't love about the program, but this is me personally, is that people get to vote on the questions to see which one makes it up the chain. So I don't know. That's that popularity question thing, which kind of drives me crazy, but we'll leave that for a different story. But it's just amazing the interactions and what people are asking. The stuff that people are asking are questions that are definitely outside of the system norms. It is the questions that people go, okay, if this is going to work, how this is going to work? I don't know. The industry is definitely changing. And for sure, in my opinion, of course, what Energy Safety Canada is doing up there is just quite amazing. They're definitely leading the industry, not just in Canada, but I think really just across the world when you take a look around at the stuff that they're coming up with. But, of course, that is my opinion of stuff that's going on. I will tell you this. As over the next few weeks, we will be running those presentations on Safety FM with Jay Allen. I would strongly encourage you to give it a listen. And as you're giving this a listen, I would also tell you, heavily consider, if you have the opportunity, to go up to Banff next year. Just take a look around. And if you can't make it, here's the other recommendation. Go to the Energy Safety Canada website and just give it a look. Give it a look at what they have going on that they're doing industry-wise. Seriously. It's that good. And just the amount of people that are getting together having those conversations. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. Also, if you take a look at a LinkedIn, I did give a code on LinkedIn because of being so excited about Energy Safety Canada, about giving away the free version of my book, Safety in My Opinion. But I'm giving away the audio. If you go to the energy, if you go to my LinkedIn post, you'll see it right there. You can pull the code down and you can download that thing for free if you like it. If you want to, not if you like it, because you're not going to know if you like it until after you listen to it. I would imagine, right? So there you go. A lot of stuff to think about. I would definitely recommend going there, taking a look around, and go to the Energy Safety Canada, website.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Back.
Okay, here we are, hanging out, doing our thing, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. Still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, here we go. Rattle my cage, Saints of Valerie. That's what's going on. We'd like to thank them for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. You know, we have to get rated R every so frequently. I've been reborn time and again. Yeah, I've been reborn time and time again. Well, sounds very interesting. I've been reborn time and again. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. So there you go. By the way, for the people asking, here it is. If you go to safetyimo.com, yeah, safetyimo.com, and once you go there, if you go to the one that says audiobook and Soundwise, when you get there, it's going to ask you for a code. The code? ESC. Got it? ESC. If you forget, Energy Safety Canada, shorter version, ESC. You can look at it as Escape 2 on the keyboard. ESC. Put that in. It'll make that book free for you. Give it a download. And I'm only having that open for a very short time left, just in case. For the ones that are asking, there you go. ESC. Put the code in. Boom. It is yours to have. Yours to have once you get there. But you have to pick the one that says Soundwise. Don't pick the one that says Audible, because that will not be the way that you get the book free. So there you go. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And this is not a joke as I say this. This is about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now. And things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about some things that are going on. Where do we want to go? Do we want to go a thriller featuring a gorilla? Or do we want to go bedtime interrogation stories? Let's go with the thriller featuring a gorilla. Okay, this is has become too big of a story to ignore any longer. I'm talking about, of course, the internet's new obsession with the question is lighting up social media feeds everywhere. Who wins in a fight, 100 people or one gorilla? Now, at first glance, you're probably thinking, easy, 100 humans, that gorilla is toast. But slow your scroll, because you're seriously underestimating just how insanely strong a gorilla is. To settle the matter, the youth culture site The Tab called the doctor expert Gladys Kalamine Zulisky, the renowned Ugandan conversationalist and CEO of CTPH, a group working to help humans and gorillas coexist peacefully. Her verdict? The men wouldn't stand a chance. Dr. Gladys says the gorillas are 5 times stronger than the average human, and that, that while they're generally gentle giants, if you dare to poke the bear, or gorilla here, things are will get ugly fast, especially with wild gorillas unaccustomed to humans. It's less Planet of the Apes and more Run for Your Life. Long story short, Dr. Kalima says that she put her money on the gorilla. All I can say is that those 100 dudes better hope that the gorilla isn't out of bubblegum. 100 men, sorry to say, that the gorilla's walking out with about 99 new hats. So, there you go. What do you think? A lot of stuff to think about, that's for sure. as we are talking. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about some stuff that's a little bit more positive in life. Let's bring some John Smalls in here and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Michael. Simon Sinek said, "We are here to give." I love that. He also said, "Leaders take the risk to trust first, and the opportunity for creativity begins the moment we don't know what we're doing." Michael sent me a bunch of great quotes from Simon Sinek. Let's talk about these three. First, I think we should give back. I also believe that true leaders are the ones who step up and take the risks. That's how you become a good leader, by the way. And if you ever find yourself in an area where you're not 100% sure what to do, don't be afraid. This is a learning and growing opportunity. Use your creativity and your resources to move forward to the finish line.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Some years ago, our ministry was facing a financial crisis, and it was weighing heavy on my mind. No matter how much I prayed, I couldn't find any peace. Finally, I decided to strengthen myself in the Lord by recalling God's faithfulness and provision through all our years in ministry. By the time I finished, I'd filled several pages and faith had replaced fear. Remembering God's faithfulness gave me confidence to face the future unafraid. If you are in a spiritual battle, don't grow discouraged. Instead, recall how often the Lord has delivered you in the past. Lord, help us to strengthen ourselves by focusing on your faithful provision. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Demonstrators gathered across the globe to mark International Workers' Day, highlighting labor rights and a range of political concerns.
French union leaders spoke out against what they termed the Trumpization of world politics, and protesters in Italy carried effigies mocking the American leader. Asian demonstrators expressed worries about the potential impact of U.S. tariffs on local employment and industries. Meanwhile, protests in Turkey also addressed domestic political issues, such as the recent imprisonment of Istanbul's mayor. Benjamin Wright reporting.
International partners, including the African Union, Turkey, and the United States, are boosting their efforts against the extremist group Al-Shabaab, which has made significant territorial gains in Somalia this year.
This potential increase in forces comes after Turkey and the U.S. have already stepped up their support for Somali security forces in 2025, offering training assistance and conducting drone strikes. Al-Shabaab's resurgence is raising concerns about regional stability and U.S. interests, partly due to the group's possible links with Houthi rebels in Yemen. Jim Kender reporting.
Key national security figures are exiting the Trump administration. Sources confirm that National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and his deputy Alex Wong are leaving their positions in the White House.
Their departures occur amidst ongoing policy discussions within the administration, notably concerning international trade tariffs and foreign relations. The White House has not yet provided an official reason for the exits of these high-ranking officials. These changes represent significant shifts within the president's national security apparatus. Lawrence Keller reporting.
California experienced population growth for the second year in a row, adding more than 108,000 people in 2024.
The latest report also included upward revisions for previous years, suggesting population increases in both 2023 and 2024 were greater than first estimated. State officials point to factors like increased legal immigration and higher K-8 school enrollment contributing to the growth. Data shows that 35 out of California's 58 counties saw their populations increase last year. Kyle Norris report.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its updated loan interest rates for agricultural producers effective May 1st.
For May, the rate for direct farm operating loans is set at 5.125%, while direct farm ownership loans are at 5.625%. Updated rates were also announced for commodity and storage facility loans, varying by term length, ranging from 3.875% to 4.625%. Kevin Sanders reports. reporting.
The department store chain Kohl's has dismissed its chief executive officer, Ashley Buchanan.
Buchanan had been leading Kohl's as CEO, steering the retailer through a competitive and evolving market landscape. Kohl's has not released specific details concerning the nature of the conflict of interest cited in the dismissal. The company indicated it has already initiated a search for a new chief executive. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, here we go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about it, because why would we not talk about it? Okay, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2013, the National Rifle Association reports record membership numbers exceeding 5 million. The feat was announced at the organization's annual convention in Houston, Texas, by Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre. This came on the heels of the failed gun control bill in Congress that would have heavily regulated firearm sales in America. That happened back on this date in 2013. If we're looking at some birthdays that are going on today, Mitch Marner turns 28, Jax turns 29, Chris Brown 36, Adele 37, Henry Cavill turns 42, Vanessa Bryan 43, Daniel Fishel turns 44, Travis Jervy 53, John Rhys Davies turns 81, Michael Palin turns 82, and Mark Alamo turned, 83 today, if you are looking. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's World Portuguese Language Day, International Day of Midwife, and El Cinco de Mayo. Hold on, let's try that again.
El Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, so that's all going on today. If you need a rando ando joke for today, it may be the Cinco de Mayo, but to celebrate... But I don't celebrate because it promotes stereotypes. Plus, I can't be trusted with alcohol since I'm Irish. Just saying. I'm not really Irish, but it sounded good at that particular moment. So, let's see. What else? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you were hired to show tourists around the place you live, what would you show them and have them do? I live in Orlando. I don't think that's a very difficult question to answer. Okay, what else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. According to a poll, 12% of people still have this from grade school. What is it? Their best friend. Oh, isn't it nice? Wouldn't it be nice? Okay, sorry. Okay, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Monday. I'm glad that I'm back getting to hang out. Over the next couple hours or so, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me. And we get to do all the stuff that we get to do, talking about the world of music and entertainment. If you don't want to go over there, you can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Seriously, the world of safety consulting. That's what he does. Good times. Over there, hanging out, doing this thing. So... blah, you go. So with that being said, that's it. It's going to sum up our time together. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Be so positive that negative people unfollow you on social media. That is a goal, my friend. That is a goal. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests,
please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.